turn. Sorry, I needed to do a thing. All right. You all sat in your prayer circle of sorts, held hands, and started to meditate. Cecily, because your friends are there actively helping you, I will say don't worry about a help out action for the other friends. I will just say, Cecily, roll me plus weird with a plus three.
Oh, damn.
One for each of your friends.
Oh, I curiosity, what is Belle and Archer doing?
Hmm?
What are Belle and Archer
doing? I put plus three in. Sorry, I'll do it.
No, I can see it. So you
got. It's okay. It's a 12.
Yeah, it's still a 12. Oh, okay. You're good. Don't have to reroll. As before, you all leave. Are you going to double check what Belle and Archer are doing?
Archer, yeah.
Archer will be speaking with Belle, just kind of the side as you all are doing your thing, and then Archer will look towards you all. We're going to try and see if we can slow things down. Best we can. So, yeah. If we're not able to, I can send Belle to meet with you all. That way you know that something big's happening, but I mean, we could try to hold back as much as we can.
Maybe it wouldn't be a terrible idea to keep the barrier up here in case Lilith gets privy to what we're doing.
Well, we were thinking about probably keeping up a barrier all over Will Branch.
Oh, you can do that? Yeah, definitely. Never mind. What am I saying?
It's okay. Stretched, though, and I don't know how long our magic will be able to hold it, but... it's worth a shot, I think.
Well,
maybe if it's me and Belle, maybe we'll be able to do it.
Hey, you guys stay safe out there, all right?
I feel like Cecily has to do something because the last time she saw Belle, it was a heartbreaking moment for her. And she's like, and she had a rough time with that. I don't know. Picture in her locker, everything. Like, she's like, lost them. She feels like that was her failure. I don't know. So she like says, excuse me guys, just real quick, and she'll like run over and give Belle the biggest hug.
Belle will return it and just kind of like hold you for a moment.
She'll be like, be careful, because one day I want us to all be back together again.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we have graduation coming up, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I plan on being there. I have to walk or my dad's would have a fit.
Aww.
And she's like, I love you and I miss you, and just be alive at the end of this, okay? Promise?
Only if you promise the same.
And she's like, absolutely.
All right, then I promise.
And she'll like... let her go then and be like, okay, good luck.
She nods towards you and she looks towards Archer. You ready? Archer just nods back. As ready as I'll ever be. All right. Off to do overseer shit. And they salute towards you all. And they both just kind of wrap up in golden threads and then vanish.
They're like,
okay, the salute was weird, right? We're all thinking that.
it was a little too much.
Yeah.
On a side note, I do like one of Bandai's like last messages before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Sugarload pup and let the fuzzy killer loose.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
That's our plan C.
That is totally plan C.
Oh my god. Alright.
We didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, is she muted? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Alright, so as you all sit down in that circle, Cecily with a 12, 100%. Everyone's vision just kind of moves to that warm white light, and you stand in like a forest, but not quite a real forest. Almost as if there's like a sketching of green, like a hand-drawn picture of a forest.
And he's looking around like, you guys remember that old music video with the guy like drawing?
On me.
Did we get into that? Are we in that video?
We are, I think we are right now. Okay. Cecily's like, Will Branch, are you here? She needs a name.
You call her Will Branch?
All four of you see a blowing of leaves that kind of just rushes around all of you. And then eventually, in the center, all the leaves kind of move together, and you see, forming from them, a humanoid shape. You see a young girl standing there. She has long brown hair, wavy, that kind of falls down, and it seems like almost an appearance that's been put together just for the sake of comfort, more than a sake of looking godly or any of the sorts. Just so you all have something to talk to. And she looks towards all of you. You have brought friends this time.
I have. These people are important to me, and they would die to protect you.
Hi. Yeah. Where are the other big bosses? Pillars of you?
It is a pleasure to meet you, Pillars of Will Branch.
Should we just call you Will Branch?
If that is something that makes you more comfortable, I am fine with that.
And I kind of like Willa.
Willa?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be.
If that suits you. You may or call me Willa, such.
Willa Ford.
Just came back to that.
I want to be bad with you, bad with you. Sorry.
That's fine.
Just kidding.
You're muted.
Sorry. I was thinking of Wilma.
Wilma.
Wilma. What about Willie B?
She just watches you all.
I'm so sorry.
We'll be safe by the end of this, but that's for sure.
We get stuck on names sometimes. It's a thing that we do.
Willa would be fine. She looks towards you, Lorelai.
Willow, actually, that. Yep.
It's fitting.
Willow, I think that you're in danger. Someone's coming to claim you.
I'm always in danger.
I know, but this is different.
Is it?
It's a god.
Yes.
I see.
But I had the feeling you already knew about this.
Partially.
It's what's been making you sick. And we figured out, hopefully, do you feel better? That was our goal. I don't know if it helped.
I do feel lighter. I don't know if I would attribute it to sickness, but I do feel lighter.
That's just how I was able to perceive it.
Of course.
But we cut those strings on you, but the person who was tying you down is coming to claim you.
Of course. Many come for me. It's only a matter of time before one claims me.
Why does this infernal goddess want to claim me? What does she have to gain when she's already this being?
What does anyone have to claim with unparalleled magic?
It's just power for her. It's a new power that she doesn't have. It's something bright and shiny that she wants.
There is more to it than that.
What is it?
I was born from someone who should have hated this world. That person created me with something simple. A wish. That wish still stands.
What was that wish?
The wish was simply to exist.
Okay, so...
But that wish can be changed depending on who claims me.
that's what we don't think that we think that she's going to make Woolbranch more sick with you. She's going to turn it into something dark and use it to take more than just Woolbranch.
Of course. Many have tried and many have almost succeeded.
Cecily's like, do you want to... I mean, you're alive now,
so to speak. I am not.
No? But you were granted existence due to a wish, right? Wished you into existence?
That is correct. I exist because it was wished to be such.
What do you wish for your existence?
I do not wish. I do not want. I simply exist.
What if... what if we offered you a decision?
I would make none. I am not a living being capable of wants, desires, or feelings or thoughts.
But you're sentient, aren't you?
Sentience does not mean I am filled with desires as you are.
Right. But surely there must be some goal to your existence, right?
My goal is simply to exist, as hard as that is to understand. You are not the first to have spoke of such things. There are many who look for their own purposes of why they exist. My purpose is simply to exist. And that may change depending on who is to claim me.
What if we claim you to give you more of an existence, to let you thrive and be?
I can be molded into whatever you wish, but there is nothing that I wish.
How can we claim you?
You must find me where I truly exist.
It's in the tunnels in the center of town.
I exist physically and yet not physically. There is a place that only she could go, in which she granted me my existence. The one who spoke with me first.
Was it Lilith who made the wish?
No.
No.
Oh.
It was Catherine.
That is her name.
Okay.
I asked what she wanted. And she just simply asked me to exist.
Was it that well?
Maybe. Is there any way, direction you can point us to?
The door shall lead the path.
The door?
The doors shall lead the path.
Like the doors that are popping up around town?
She nods slowly. It is a security measure she created. If you are able to know of them now, that means the end is coming. That means I will be claimed soon. It is the final ditch effort that she had created.
How do we claim you?
You will know when the time comes.
Oh, we know which door to go through.
It's not which door. It's what comes after.
I feel like Cecily will hug her again, like she did when it was just her, and kind of stroke her hair and be like, I just want you to be safe. That's all I want for you. That's my only wish.
She just looks up towards you. I see. I do not understand, but I see.
And if she comes for you, she might hurt you or do worse. She's dangerous and you can't trust her. And if we don't win, just be careful.
She will move and just take your hand. Cecily, you must understand. I have no power over that.
You know.
If she is to claim me, that is it.
I know. I'm just saying, though, if there's any chance, if her hold slips up for even a moment, escape and find me, and we'll protect you if we're not dead.
She just looks down a little bit and then nods, but you can see that stoic expression as she tries to find a way to get across exactly what she is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cecily understands. Like, she is just the will of the owner, really.
Mm-hmm. And she looks up towards you in this form, and she says, I will do what I can, but I cannot guarantee anything.
I know.
But you are kind. And you are good. And I hope that you all find me first. So that I may grant your wish in the end. Whether we like it or not, the end is coming. Who will make that wish, I do not know. But whether or not that wish is for me to continue to exist, or to shift the very balance of the world, things will change.
Cecily's like, and I'm going to make sure that as many of the people that I care about and as many people in this town as possible survive that shift.
She nods towards you. I wish you the best of luck. As much as a one without wants or needs or desires can grant.
She's like, I promise one of us will save you. I promise you that.
You see her just shift and become leaves again and start to blow around you, and you all hear in your head, you are loved within this world. And you will cause great change, no matter what happens next. And that's when everything fades around you, and your eyes open, and you're back in the foundation.
So we gotta get to one of those doors now.
We do. I wonder if there's a way we can detect which one it might be.
Remember what it said? What Willow said? It didn't matter which door. Is what comes after.
Okay, so any door we can go in is what that meant.
That's how I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
First,
what comes after, what comes through the door? So, like, the decision will come after whatever this move is.
We'll see. First, apparently, he kind of turns to A. We need to make a quick stop at a Wallace.
That we do.
I think we need weapons.
No?
Well, there was someone here that could help us with that.
Right.
Taurus is in the middle of, like, drinking from his coffee. What? Oh, hi. How's it going? What did you want?
Taurus is, you know, Cecily loves Taurus and all his fancy personalized little gadgets.
How's it going? Cecily.
She flips her hair and she's like, well, it turns out, you know, day in the life of...
Your hair flips will not affect me, Cecily Kincaid, but thank you for trying anyway.
She's like, I really need something that brings out my eyes when
thwarting. Of course you do.
I'm thwarting
by the way. I'll toss him back the Taurus special.
I'll take it. Don't borrow my shit without permission.
I thought the permission was implied.
I did inventory and couldn't find it, and I had a panic attack, and you can ask Anastasia all about it. And then Anastasia will look towards him and then look towards you. It was atrocious, and I hated every second of it.
What was the panic attack? Because you didn't know where it was, or was it because you didn't exactly know who got it?
Yes. She just says.
Okay.
I just give like a shitty grin, finger guns at Torres.
You're the worst.
You're awesome.
You're the worst. And he just rolls his eyes. My van is over in by Abuela's house. We have to go there. So let's all go.
Perfect.
Are you coming, Anastasia? And Anastasia just looks towards him. Why? And he just goes, in case I need something. She goes, fine. She's just walking. All right, you all head back to the founder of magic's office, and you find the magical circle.
So what did Abuela mean by be careful with this thing as you're using it?
Oh, it's finicky. And then you see Torres just kind of like pound something on the desk, and you just see a magic circle like light up like almost like a bad neon light. Kind of flickers a bit.
When you say finicky...
It's fine.
Did you put gunpowder in it?
No! Actually, that might be a good idea. That might work.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Never a good idea.
Let me rephrase that. Has anyone gone in this thing and, like, turned inside out on the other side?
No. Anastasia's, like, looking towards him slowly. You would tell me if they did, because I would want to write that down. And then he looks towards Anastasia. I would tell you, because, of course, you'd want to write that down.
You know what, guys? Maybe I'll just fly to Abuela. I'll be
too
right
late.
Back.
And then you just see it slap on the desk again, and you all teleport.
Okay.
All right. So, you all teleport and make your way to Abuela's house.
Iggy Heath. Hug. Are my insides in? Are we inside in?
Oh no, they're all outside. Oh dear. Wow. I didn't know a liver could go that far.
Just to fuck with Iggy because I can do this.
No.
I come back to, you know, after teleporting,
uh-huh.
But my head is on the wrong way.
Oh no!
Relax, Iggy. We're all fine.
Oh, look at you! Wow, you did that. Wow, that's a thing you can do.
What are you talking about?
Wait! I can fix this. Iggy immediately goes to A and turns his head forcibly.
You all are jaded in this now, and I'm very concerned for all of you.
No, Iggy's just so stupid, but he thinks he can fix it. So he's going to unintentionally fuck up Iggy A's joke.
I'm going to make it sound like it's just like there's too many bones to pop in there. Oh, hey, look at that. It worked.
Don't tease the poor boy. Don't tease the poor boy. He just smacks you on the arm. He starts walking.
Okay, so why are we here? Oh, wait, Chrono.
You see, sitting on the couch, Chrono's just kind of like look up from their spot. You see that light blue glowing fox.
Oh, scratches on the ears.
Needily just closes his eyes and leans into the scratch.
Okay, so remind me again, why do we need Chrono?
I scratch Chrono under the chin, and I just go, reset button.
I feel like, based on what Abuela said, that's only like one shot.
You know what? One shot may be all we need.
Let's hope we won't actually need that one shot.
Yeah, let's hope so. Abuela?
What?
Namo?
What?
Love you.
I'm cooking. What do you want? And she'll just poke her head out of the kitchen. What happened?
Is there something I can use that I don't have to take Chrono with me? I can just like summon him when I need him. That way you don't have to like worry about me like carrying him back and forth.
You ask too much, and she just points towards you. I need you to
be aware
of this.
You have something.
And I need you to be aware that you ask too much.
Love you.
And then she just moves towards her office. Hold on. Starts mumbling to herself in Spanish.
Ooh, that's not good.
You see her walk back out. She's holding a collar with a magic circle on the tag. And she puts it around Kronos' neck and holds out the other one to you.
Wait, do I put this on?
No. Unless you want to switch places.
Again, Disney turning weird.
Wait, no, is it a collar?
Well, she gave, yes, it is a fixed collar, but it's like cinched off. It's like it's already put into a circle. So it's a closed collar. But she puts the other one onto Kronos. If you click the button on the thing, on this, that's the easiest way I can tell you. This thing, and she'll point towards the dog tag. Click that, clicks it, and then you just see Kronos just jump from one collar to the other, and the other collar just drops to the ground.
Oh, hi.
Kronos just looks towards you as you're holding him again.
Oh, scritches.
Leans into it.
Oh, okay, that's useful.
I see. All right.
But again, if you hit it, then it happens, and you don't get the other collar, so they're stuck with you. So, you know, one time.
Got it.
Or out of one-time use.
Don't ask too much. She just takes Kronos from you.
Takes Kronos
from you. Hands you the collar again, the empty one. Put it in your bag or whatever.
Yeah, it's in there.
Do you want anything else?
Some sweet rolls, that'd be kind of nice.
That's what I was hoping you would ask for. And then she starts walking back to the kitchen. And then I would think Torres will look towards all of you. Okay, so weapons? Yes? No? What do you want?
I think I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Well, you think you could retrofit one of your, like, grenade launchers for my spell components?
What?
I'm just thinking, oh my god! Jesus Christ, Guaco.
We got a dice of dusty.
I'm thinking...
Oh,
you know how... Oh.
Go ahead.
I hold up my popcorn, I'm like... You know how this, you know, all the little caps in here have my spell components.
Uh-huh.
I think you can, you know, do this, but bigger.
You want me to give you a grenade launcher that can cast your spells?
Yeah.
What are you hoping for it to do other than what your gun can do?
Prevent the apocalypse?
No, I get that, but what difference do you want? Do you want it to be more powerful than your current weapon? Is that what's going on? What do you want from it? What do you want?
I'm gonna level with you, Torres. We're facing a veritable army here.
Right, I understand that. So you want spread or what?
Yeah, spread would be good.
That's what I'm asking. What do you want it that your gun can't do? Is what I want to know.
Yep, that pretty much just, you know.
I could make it so your gun does it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, it would be easier to carry around than a goddamn grenade launcher.
That'd be kind of intimidating.
There's the other reason why you want it.
I mean, let's be honest, it would be pretty intimidating.
Fine.
But yeah, hey, if no, you can do I can, this
no,
thing,
I can do it. Just give me 2 minutes. And then he just starts walking to his van. What else you all want? Tell me what you want now.
I'm nudging you with my elbow. I'm getting a grenade launcher.
Well, no, he's just getting a gun.
No, he's getting a grenade launcher. That's what he came up with. Because he wants to look intimidating.
You're muted.
Ben, do we want to trust him with a grenade launcher, though?
It's a magic one. It's fine. He just says he goes.
I'm sure it's only going to have like a couple shots in it anyway. So.
Yeah, no, it definitely wouldn't be able to hold as much as your gun.
Cecily's like, so currently I have this sword shield combo. But I was kind of wondering if you could make my sword into one of those. Have you ever played Soul Calibur? Cecily surprisingly says.
Yes!
Are you making Ivy's sword?
Yes, please.
You want the whip sword.
Yes, please. And then maybe just a separate.
Let me see her costume. I'm out of here.
A separate shield.
A separate. Oh, okay. A separate shield. I can adjust. I can adjust your current weapons to make that work if you would like, but I'd have to have both of them.
Cecily's like, okay, and she offers them together, all of her weapons.
Okay, so it's a whip. It's, like, you're giving the whip and the sword?
Yep.
And the shield. Got it. Okay.
Well, the
Ivy's sword and Voldo's costume.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, God, please don't. Don't put that image in my head.
All right, so. Too late. He looks towards you, Lorelai. Do you want anything?
I'm fine with my claws and teeth.
Okay, so two no, two yes. All right, got it. Okay. Anastasia! And Anastasia just, like, looks at, like, from the living room. Don't shout for me. And she just starts walking over towards the van. And he goes, I need your assistance, please. And then she just sighs. You always need my assistance. And she just gets into the van. And she takes a seat at, like, a small table that's in the van. And you see her just put her hands out and then swipe them out. And you see magic circles appear. And he goes,
I feel like while they're waiting for the weapons to be made, Cecily's going to go over to Lore. And, like, just, like, because she hasn't, I feel like they haven't interacted since the, like, smack in the face a whole time. like, really talked, you know? And Cecily will come over and, like, put her arm through hers, almost like she's about to drag her to the mall against her will. But, and she'll just lay her head on her shoulder and be like, I love you, Lore.
Uh-oh.
Lorelai's gonna look at Cecily and blink. Huh?
I mean, in like a sister bestie way.
Again, huh?
I'm so you smacked me, which I will never forget. But you were right as well. Like, I was starting to feel despair and like loss of hope that, like, I don't know. That maybe I was gonna fail and I would die. And you reminded me that I have all of you and I've had all of you forever. And I know I probably annoyed the absolute piss out of you. And I drag you to do a bunch of things that you would rather not be doing. But she'll be kind of emotional with this, and she's like, but it's because you're my best girlfriend that I have. And if you didn't do it with me, that means Iggy would have to, and I don't think that he would like that at all. Because there's no way I'm bringing A on a fashion.
Hey!
A just stays quiet.
Lorelai will look at Cecily. And she's like thinking of her words wisely. Like she wants to like kind of smack Cecily again.
Oh God!
But she holds her restraint instead of like, could she? Alexa, shut up! Shut up!
Oh wow, jeez, Lorelai!
Damn!
Got it. Check.
We're having a moment, and then this thing goes off. Nobody cares. Like, she raises her hand. And then, instead of going for, like, a slap, she goes for a hug. She, like, hugs Cecily, and she goes, good. I'm glad you're still around. I'm glad that you apologized.
Cecily's like, yeah, I don't know. I was just, you know, feeling very overwhelmed, like it's gonna be difficult to win. Probably still gonna be difficult to win, but as long as I get to hit Lilith at least a couple of times, I'm good.
To be honest, I'd rather not fight her, just how she was talking with us. I was thinking maybe we could find a way to do common ground, but I know that's not gonna be possible.
I mean, I don't know. I think the game might change if we can beat her to her wish, so to speak.
True.
So, we may not have to fight her, but that doesn't mean I still don't want to hit her.
Well, third option's always the best option.
I mean, we could make amends and I could still slap her, right? You slap me. Is it...
Sure.
Semantics. Anywho. As you all are talking, eventually, Torres will nod and hold out the two new weapons for the grenade launcher. You see, it definitely looks like a toy. It's not as intimidating as you were hoping for. and he just holds it out towards you. Okay, this has four different shots. You can channel your magic into it, and it will spread it out like your gun does, but more targets. That's what you want, yes?
I look at the toy-like appearance and... Sure!
Use your magic, make it scary, I don't care.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I'll make it work.
There you go.
A has obtained a bazooka.
And then, he will...
A magic bazooka.
He will hold out for you, Cecily. It looks like your usual claymore, but then he will, like, hold it in a way and just kind of, like, jerk it backwards and you see it turn immediately into a whip and just whip down at the ground, and then he'll move it back and it just comes back together and he'll hold out towards you. There.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
And if you check your gear, I actually put it in your character sheets while y'all were talking.
Yay!
Look at me go.
That's amazing.
Hina, I sent you a message. I'm sure you got it.
Where? Oh, I see it now. Hold on.
Oh, does Iggy want a grenade launcher too?
Ooh, no.
God, no, trust him with a grenade launcher.
You get a grenade launcher. You get a grenade launcher.
I think that's okay. I think what happens next is Torres will look towards you all. So, this seems pretty final. I would say do whatever you need to do now. Get it out of the way. And, you know, be as prepared as possible until you get started. I mean, the foundation is hard work keeping everyone as safe as possible. So take this moment to do what you need to do. And take a moment.
Iggy kind of looked across the group for a second, like, hey, guys, I need to go somewhere real quick before we go.
Yeah, sure. No worries.
I'll meet you guys back here when I'm done.
All right.
And it will just,
I feel like Cecily looks worried and she like is like, do you want someone to go with you?
No, it's something I need to do by myself.
I feel like at that, I don't know. I think Cecily has suspicions what it is, and she's gonna run over and give him a hug.
Yeah. I don't worry, I'm not gonna do something stupid, but that's something I need to do.
I know.
All right.
And then before we go, this is gonna start. I'm gonna do the star jump right now, see if this works.
Yeah, roll a star jump.
Okay, press weird. I hope it's a full success.
It's not.
Can I use a reroll, guys?
Go for
please.
It.
Go for it.
Better. No, not okay, so regular, right. Regular fly. Okay.
Regular fly. Got it.
I'll wait till after break.
I'm always happy when you fail, because that means that I've balanced this game enough. All right. So as you take off to fly towards your destination, we're going to take our last break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.